and getting it approved, getting its special status under this law. And so that gets them 7 years of market monopoly, which is actually a very, very long period of time for the drug industry.
You wrote in the New York Times about a particular drug that was designed to help patients suffering from Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome. Tell us about that drug and about how that fits into what we're talking about here.
So the drug, it's a neuromuscular disorder. People who have the disease have trouble walking. Many are confined to beds or wheelchairs. The drug is extremely effective, and it's also quite old. The original work that was put into developing it happened in the UK, and the earliest traces I could find of it were in France and Scotland in the 1970s. And essentially what's happened is the drug has been effectively given away for free to patients since the early 1990s by sort of an unusual drug company, a little family-owned drug company in New Jersey called Jacobus. That was the situation for many years. And what's happened is that a publicly traded company, you know, a Wall Street-traded company, has sort of swept in and seen that the drug did not have FDA approval and decided to get it approved under this special law. So basically kind of racing to approval and essentially taking the drug off the market for patients that currently are getting it for free and starting to charge what most market analysts think will probably be about $100,000 a year.
Exorbitant costs. Now, who controls this? I know this is the FDA, but maybe it's also the market. Maybe these drug companies have the right to charge what the market will bear.
So, Gwen, this is a really good question, and this sort of gets to the crux of it. I mean, effectively, they do. It's not illegal. The FDA, when it decides what drugs to approve, doesn't look at price. That's not something that it considers. It's not. It never has. So effectively, you know, the United States is really the only rich country in the developed world that doesn't have any, where the government has no control over drug pricing, none. And this is a vulnerability in our system that effectively companies, you know, that are really, really out to get very, very high profits.